What's up, fools? This week we're recapping some movies we've seen, House of Dragon and She-Hulk. Let's get into it.
Bienvenidos, welcome back to another episode of Full Fiction.
This is Steve's last episode because he put in 2 weeks, what, last week?
Yeah, dude, my last episode.
Congratulations.
It feels pretty good, actually.
We have no buyout plan.
I thought you were just going to pay benefits. Me out. No benefits. That's going to pay me out.
Pay you what, fool?
For my time here, dude.
Your time?
Yeah.
This is all like...
Nah, dude, it's like LeBron. We're in the midst of a contract negotiation, and Greg's just not giving me the contract that I want. So I'm going to go ahead and start my own podcast. It's going to be Fiction for the Fools.
I'm glad you're finally able to admit and acknowledge everybody that I'm the one running the show here.
I don't think you're running the show.
You wait for the contract from
me. I don't even
me.
Think you know how to run, dude. I think that's something you failed to like ever learn.
Dude, you know what cardio is? Lifting weights faster.
I'm sure that's going to help out, dude. Anyways, my last week, so please stay tuned and I'll send you guys a link for the, you know, my
we'll do
podcast.
Like in memoriam. It would look like you died or something.
With that song playing in the back?
Yeah, ASPCA.
Yeah. Damn, I really in my head I can hear it. I just can't. I don't know the lyrics to it.
No, me neither.
Something about the in
it's
the
so
arms
slow.
Of
I don't
an
know
angel?
What they say. Yeah,
I don't know, dude. But it's sad.
Oh, dude, Amazing Grace and everything.
Fuck,
dude, that one hits.
Just play the Mando theme song as I, you know, fly out into the sunset.
Be the acoustic version.
Acoustic, and then a violin just introduced halfway.
All right, well, follow our socials. IG is full.fiction. It's Twitter full_fiction. TikTok, we got one up. Steve's big old dome's on there, full_fiction. Like, download, subscribe, comment, leave a rating on whatever platform you listen to. You know what? I think Spotify's bitch ass doesn't let you do ratings, so.
Spotify sucks.
Remember, Hokai Culture, 10% off with full69299.
And you guys better get it in while it's hot, dude, because summer's about to end. These shorts are legit. And then they have like a Halloween thing going on where if you.
No shit?
Yeah, if you it's like a box, right? You get. I think it's like five,
they
six
do
it shorts.
Like mystery boxes
they got a
too.
Shirt, and they also have the an Obito mask from Naruto. Sick, bro.
All right.
If you're looking for your Halloween fit, you know they got that shit there.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, next segment, we've seen some movies that we haven't been able to talk about lately because there's like three shows going on.
Yeah.
But
I've seen a gang of movies, dude.
I've seen a few. I meant to see a couple shows, but never got around to it.
No, I've been on like a. I think the past 2 weeks I've been watching a bunch of movies.
Where do you have the time?
Well, I don't watch them like...
The whole thing?
The whole thing. I watch like maybe 20 minutes of it, and then I watch the following 20 minutes later on.
It doesn't hit the same, does it?
It doesn't, no. But it does help me with just trying to remember something, you know, like, oh, shit, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But the first movie that I want to shout out, which I was... I think it's the first time I've ever seen an anime movie like in theaters, but it was Dragon Ball Z, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was that like Frieza's like ninth fucking... transformation?
No, Frieza wasn't in there this time.
Who was it?
It's like a different version of Zell. Like,
Cell?
Yeah.
I always get those fuckers confused.
They did the Android thing again. They kind of like did Mega Zell or
Wait,
something.
How many transformations has he had?
Cell, I think he had, I want to say three. Three in the original show. And then he had, and this is, but this is not a transformation. It's like a different version of it, like a separate Android.
Different Cell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But.
Yeah. But it was really good. Dude, I did not know how, I don't want to say dirty because it wasn't really dirty, but there's a lot of sexual jokes in this movie that I don't see in
the show.
Yeah, like they made a joke about Velma getting pretty much a BBL.
Excuse me.
Yeah, BBL through the Dragon Ball wishes.
Good for, you know what? Let's start a new game. Everyone take a shot every time you hear my dog hit his squeaker toy.
Dang, why do you want to get him fucked up, dude? It's like a Monday morning.
Hey, we're here for a good time.
It's a Monday morning. Half of these folks are driving. Now, half of you are still sitting on your asses.
Maybe it's a sip of coffee then? I don't know.
Or nah, shots. Fuck it.
Shots?
Yeah.
All right, fuck
it. We're not responsible for any DUIs or accidents you may have caused.
Yeah, like the Four Loko of coffee, maybe?
Fuck. Four Locos. That's a straight up headache. But Dragon Ball Z was a great movie. We see Gohan. Gohan's like the biggest disappointment in Dragon Ball Z. I feel like he's never really
hit that one epic scene and then never returned.
It's it. But because it was like a Cell thing, they kind of made him have his own power up, which was pretty badass. I'm not gonna lie, pretty badass. We got a new colorway for hair, new transformation. We kind of see glimpses of the potential that Gohan had, which I think was great. And then it's setting him.
Well, he's been a waste for like 2 decades. Oh,
he's
bro.
Been. And this movie really capitalizes on that, how he's been like a piece of shit, you know, this past couple of
decades.
Yeah. And then Piccolo gets a transformation.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I don't like his very much. He just got really buff. Like, he looked like the Hulk. Like, he just hulked up, really. But I'm like, hey, fuck it. He's going to get a power up. That's all good. And then another movie that I watch is The Samaritan. I think we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Our dads would be all over that shit.
Yeah, it's a dad movie. Definitely a dad movie. Plot's very, like, predictable. But I mean, not
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, it's a very Sylvester Stallone movie. Like, even the CGI sometimes, because I don't know why, but I feel like in any time that Stallone or Schwarzenegger comes out, they have to, for whatever reason, do a CGI version of themselves that's like in their 20s. Like, I don't know if it's like a shout out to their prime or what the fuck, but this was no exception. But it's definitely a dad movie. If you're chilling with your dad, you don't know what to watch, put that shit on, put it in Spanish, they got subtitles.
Hey, he ain't gonna say no.
That's it, dude. It's over.
And then the last week, I watched The Woman King, bro.
Oh, how was that?
Dude, it was fucking good. It was pretty good. Viola Davis popped off, bro.
Dude,
halfway through the movie, I was getting ready to fight. I was like, put me in! I was like, fuck, I'm not a girl.
The trailer for that looked pretty legit, man. It looked dope. I love the concept, like...
They're the real-life Dora Milaje of the Black Panther, basically.
Well... I know she went through like a sick ass transformation, no?
Dude, yeah, she was hitting the gym, bro.
Yeah,
dude, and they all get fucking down. Fuck. They're literally vicious. They don't give a fuck about nothing, and it's pretty dope. And like, it's in like I want to say the time period they're doing trade with Brazil or something, and trade with other countries, and they're trying to be the one tribe that doesn't sell Africans, so they're right. Trying to sell other, like,
so this palm is like oil. In the middle of the slave trade, right?
Yeah,
middle of it. Back in the day,
and they're like, we will not sell other Africans.
Yeah. That's fucked up. The whole concept of that shit was crazy to me.
Yeah.
I remember learning about it in school, and I was like, damn, you were selling out your own people.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, but, I mean, not that we don't do that, because Latinos do that shit all the time.
Yeah, dude,
but not sell people into slavery. I feel like
my grandpa was ready to fucking start selling the legals on his street for $500 a pop. I was like, who told you this is real?
Fuck. But yeah, that movie looks legit. I have to go watch it still.
It's pretty dope. I haven't seen it. Do they get down?
I know.
Great storyline.
Yeah. Doesn't disappoint. And I think that's why I want to watch it. I prefer when it's a great storyline. I don't mind if it's slow as long as the storyline's like awesome.
It's not even slow, bro. They get down.
This movie is not slow. Yeah.
It's not even slow. Like John Boyega, he's a king, but he's barely in it compared to how Viola Davis is fucking in it the whole time. And it's dope. And it watches like how like the process of like from a little girl, how they're chosen or how they get there, and the process to become like the ultimate warriors that they're gonna be. So it's pretty fucking sick. Next, you watch Elvis?
I did.
I watched Elvis.
I watched Elvis. It's a long ass fucking movie though.
It is, straight dude. It looks slow as shit.
It's like a 3-hour movie, dude. It took me Monday through Friday to watch. But it's kind of fucked up, bro. It's learning about that shit is crazy. Like, I didn't know a lot about Elvis. I mean, you grew up hearing Elvis, and you go to Vegas, you see all these impersonators, but did not know any really much about him. But it was pretty crazy.
I'm surprised my dad hasn't seen it. He fucking loves Elvis.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, you should watch it.
He saw that guy, and he's like, he can't sing like Elvis. He doesn't even fucking look like him.
Oh, I thought he looked good.
I was like, he's pretty close, and he's live singing. Like, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, my dad's just mad at the world.
Facts. He's always mad. But overall, it was a good movie. Dude, the recurring theme with these fucking singer actors or whomever is the management sucks. They fuck them over.
Oh, dude, that's classic management, bro.
Yeah.
Saw the same thing with NWA.
Yep, same thing happening with us, man. I'm leaving because management's trying to fuck me over, so.
I know. Management said talent's not good enough. We need the bienvenidos to hit a little harder, bro.
Dang, I'm saying bienvenidos, bro. That shit's like already at a different level. I could say welcome, but then it's like,
We just needed to hit harder.
And then I also saw Elvis was on HBO, by the way, right?
Oh,
and
yeah, fuck, I forgot it's on HBO.
Yes, and then Samaritan is on, what is it?
Amazon
Prime. Father Stu is what I watched. I know you put Father Gibson on Father our nose. Gibson. This is why I'm leaving, because the facts are never right.
We were talking about Mel Gibson. I was like, wait, he did a second religious film?
No, no, this is Father Stu. It's on Netflix. It's a different kind of movie, though. It's not really action. It's not really anything crazy. It's more like borderline religious, you know, a storyline. I don't know. It's more serious. It's a serious movie, if you want to look at it that way. But it's fucking crazy. That was a pretty good movie. I like Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg? I thought it was Mel Gibson.
Mark Wahlberg's in there. He's actually Father Stu. Gibson is his dad.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But Gibson's also mad at the world, so I feel like your dad would appreciate that. He would, you know, relate to the character.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense. Yeah. What is it? Fucking Wahlberg? Super religious Catholic, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And he plays a Catholic. He plays a... So he's a box. He grows up boxing, right? His brother dies at the age of 6, like just random heart attack, and he grows up
His brother died at the age of 6?
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Yeah, and then he grows up mad as fuck at the world, becomes a boxer, you know, womanizer, and he does all kinds of shit, right? And then he ends up going to LA to become an actor, because why not? Fuck it, right?
Isn't this a true life story?
He was like, I have one of those faces. Tried that out, didn't really...
Punchable face?
Yeah. Didn't really make it. So he ended up trying to get of course, you come to LA, you know, you're trying to get a honey. You end up trying to go after a Latina. Mm. And she was like super Catholic. Yeah. He had a bad accident, saw it, and then that kind of changed his perspective. And he became a father.
Interesting. Would you recommend it for people to watch?
I would. I mean, it's like I said, it's a serious movie. It's religious, so it's not like everybody's cup of tea, mm-hmm. but it was still a great movie.
You know, I'm always in it for the funnies.
Yeah. There's funny moments, and there's moments that are kind of fucked up, and you're like, that's kind of funny. Like, so he gets into a car accident, right? And he kind of sees, like...
Is that funny to you?
No, it's not funny. This next part's funny. He gets to a car accident, and he sees the light or whatever, and he's like, oh, I'm going to become a priest. Everybody's like, what the fuck? But while he's recovering, right... This whole time he hasn't had sex with his girlfriend, the mm-hmm. Latina, because she's waiting for marriage. Mm-hmm. But of course he's recovering and he's mm-hmm. you know, suffering. So what does a good Latina woman do? I guess is like, you know what, I'm gonna abandon my religious ideas. Let's do it. They do it, and then the next day he's like, I'm gonna become a priest. I was like, that's fucked up. But like, can you get mad at him? He's gonna become a priest, you know.
Is he gonna be celibate after that thing? He has to be celibate.
Yeah, he has to be. Yeah. I mean. On paper, he has to be celibate. I don't know what the priests do now, but
no, they never what they say.
Yeah, I mean, it's not funny, but it's like, fuck, that's kind of fucked up. Anyways, good movie. Watch it.
All right, moving on. Something cool, something better. House of Dragon.
Damn, talk about fucking people over, dude. House of Dragons.
Yeah, dude, they fuck people over. Dude, we finally saw Damon's wife. Opening scene.
Dude, she wasn't like.
She looked like a sheep.
I was thinking she was gonna be like this.
Cyclops looking?
Yeah, like just like an ugly person that like from like the get-go, you're like, fuck, they really fucked him up with this match. She wasn't, dude.
Nah, she wasn't.
She was just a strong, independent woman that gave no fucks about what Damon thought. And I for the 5 minutes that she was alive in the show, I was like, fuck, dude, I like her.
Yeah, she was cool. She was cool. Something like, hey, you can get a beer with her. I don't like beer, but yeah.
Yeah, well, she'd make you get a beer, dude.
Yeah, she'd make you get a beer. She's like, fucking pussy. I'm like, yeah. All right, then, fuck. But, yeah, then she shortly died because...
Yeah, which I thought was kind of stupid.
Wasn't really Damon's fault, I guess.
I mean, it was straight up Damon's fault, bro.
It kind of was.
No, it was. There's no kind of... I don't know what show you're watching, but this is all Damon's fault, dude. But the way that it happened was so, like, pendeja, he's coming at you, bro, move.
Yeah.
Like, he slowly approached the horse and then, like...
I can't believe she grabbed a long-range weapon. He's 5 feet away.
I can't believe she didn't fucking back away, dude. You're on a fucking horse.
I don't know.
Point being, though, he fucked her up. Killed her. Solved this problem real quick.
Well, you could technically say the horse killed her.
No, he grabbed the rock and killed her.
No, he walked away. I watched it again to make sure.
He walked away to pick up a rock, Greg.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
I think I stopped watching.
See, and the best part about this, though, is like in the book, they briefly... One sentence, bro, like 7 words mentioned that she had an accident.
Yeah. This one, like, said, like, oh yeah, her skull was bashed in a terrible accident.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn. But the way that they played it on here was like, oh, okay, you know.
But
what?
They didn't show him hitting her, right?
They don't, because
okay, that's why.
No, they don't. He picks up the rock, and I think that's beautiful though. Like you, it's up to you to come up.
Yeah, that was clever.
With that, you know, realization. But fuck, dude, Damon's not giving a fuck.
Yeah, dude, he don't give a fuck about nothing, dude. He's a loose fucking cannon.
Yeah, and you know who the fuck's pissing me off, bro? Who I think is annoying me more than Otto?
Cole? Kristen?
Nah, dude, I feel for Cole. He got played. He just got played.
He got feelings, yeah.
He don't get feelings for whom you're protecting.
Who's pissing you off? Is it Rhaenyra?
Yep.
Yeah. She went from being number one to...
I just think she's being stupid as fuck.
She is stupid. Yeah, but she's young. What is she, 16, 17?
17, dude.
Hmm.
But it's like, yeah, it's just pissing me off. I don't know. Like, I feel like she, it's just like the recurring theme where, like, happiness is right there, but you're choosing to suffer. And then you're like, all right, fuck it. If that's what you want to do, pendeja, go for it.
Yeah. Right before, I think the scene where they show up at the, what's her name? Valyrian.
The Valyrian.
Valyrian house?
Yeah.
They show Otto.
House Valyrian.
Yeah, they show Otto talking to the queen, and he's planting that seed of doubt in her brain.
Well, I think he's fucking opening up her eyes, dude, because she's also 17.
Yeah.
And I think he's saying, like, you got to fucking realize what's going to happen, because he's speaking nothing but fucking facts. And
well, like, her and Rhaenyra, they're tight. Like, they're, yeah, I wouldn't say tight but like, anymore, cool.
But putting yourself in that situation where... Okay, the only person that's in the way of you becoming queen is this kid, mm-hmm. and you know.
Okay, I was gonna say asking for mercy is a little bit much. Like, they're homies.
Nah, dude, I think Rhaenyra would kill Aegon in a heartbeat.
I don't think so. She didn't even kill nobody, bro.
I feel like she would. I feel like pushed to the point where it's either you or me.
Why did it come to that point?
She'd put salsa.
Okay, who's making it?
Cebolla and have the dragon just have a taco, dude. Straight up. Aegon taco. Two for one.
Two? Who's two?
The queen.
Ah.
She's the addition, bro. You can't let her live. So these shows, what it does is you really have to pick your enemies and pick your friends even better. Like, there's no friendship.
They're not gonna be friends for long either.
Yeah, there is no friendship when it comes to like power. And there's always a power struggle, and that's gonna be the biggest power struggle.
I can't believe that fool was king for so long too.
Oh, and he's still king, dude. He's still gonna be. Oh, I was getting mad because they're talking about an older Rhaenyra and an older versions of these characters in this next episode. Uh-huh. And I'm like, he's still alive?
No, mom, this way. Are you serious?
Yeah, because she's not queen yet. So
dude, I stopped it. I don't look at the next clip.
I'm like, damn, bro. That's what happens when you're white and you got health care.
Because last thing I saw, he fell over. That person standing up.
If that king was brown, he'd be dead, dude. Straight up diabetes or something.
Hey, did they tell us in the beginning when they went to, like, in the book or in the previous episode where that, when they show up at House Valyrian that Ser Laenor is gay?
No.
Dude, I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
I haven't read the book yet.
I was like, wow, this really does make things difficult.
It does. But I like, I like that scene, though, where him and Rhaenyra are like, hey, you know what? I know you're gay. You have your boo, I have my boo, and we're just going to, you know, boo up and live our lives.
How does she know?
I feel like it's known.
Oh, okay.
I feel like society knows.
Oh, okay, because I was like, what the fuck? When did this happen?
And I feel like the dad's like, oh, it's just a phase, and, you know, once he beds a woman, it's going to be all Gucci. But it's like, nah, bro.
Nah.
It's not looking very, very, very good, very positive. But then, I mean, Ser Laenor, bro, he really... I think that really surprised me, the fact that he was gay.
Surprised who?
It surprised me.
Surprised me? I was like, when the fuck? What? I didn't even get like a little, like, he wasn't staring at nobody.
Mm-hmm. But
he
you know what?
Any tendencies?
Like, it was, they build it up slowly. Like, it wasn't confirmed until halfway when he's making out with his boyfriend, but it's like,
yeah.
Whether they do it.
I was
it,
like,
though,
hold, whoa. I was like, they're a little close right now. What the? And then I was like, ah, yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But I kind of got the vibe when his dad was like, oh, it's just a phase. You know, once he beds a woman, it's all right. I'm like, I don't know. Fool. I mean, he looks like he's pretty into this guy, so.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then once they leave House Valyrian, that's when the bodyguard, Kristen, he really is like, he puts it all out there.
I appreciate you putting these names down, by the way.
Thank you, dude. I was here like, fucking doing this shit.
Because last week we were like,
look at management. Hey,
dang. for real. Because even spell, I mean, I can't pronounce them still, even when you write them, but at least I can have like a...
Look, and they're all like spelled outline. Every time. I spell them the same way, too.
Yeah. So even if they're misspelled, the consistency in there is what I like. Because I don't think that's like a spell liner, but I don't know how to spell
it. Nah, I watch it with the...
Subtitles?
Yeah.
Smarter than you look. Anyways, yeah, dude, Christian, he's way too attached to her.
Dude, I'm like, oh, dude, underage, bendejo.
I know, but the way that he put it, he just gave her that
plan. Yeah, he's like, let's just leave and just travel the world. Said, I was like, fool, she's about to be queen.
She said, nah.
About to be queen, dog, what the...
But you kind of feel bad for him.
And right after that, he goes, I broke my oath. I was like, now you want to talk about your fucking oath?
Hey, man, that was a heat of passion. He forgot about his oath. But you know what? Even then, he was hesitant. Like, she was really being persistent. I feel like she should take responsibility for her actions, too, you know?
Cause she she's a queen. What the fuck she have to take responsibility? She never takes responsibility for her actions ever, bro. What's she going to start now?
Bendeja, dude. Straight up. Then I think that was the moment where I was
He was so sprung.
He's still sprung.
He's still sprung.
I think this entire episode was built to show how sprung he is, and then what leads to him doing what he does at the end.
I feel like also when this episode also let us know that Sir Laner is gay, and I was like, what?
Yeah, but what's the queen's name?
I have no idea.
I want to say Kaffa.
I just call her the queen. Makes it easier. But then, dude, when they get back to House Targaryen and their castle and shit, dude, the fucking king falls out of the damn carriage. I was like, dude, you act like you fucking ran here, dude.
Yup.
It was fucking ridiculous. I was like, dude, he looks like absolute shit. And then they get back, and then the queen started questioning Kristen. And that fool folded immediately like a lawn chair.
Yeah, he did the classic, de pendejo don't talk. Mm-hmm. And then he talked. I'm like,
Dude, he talked so quick, she wasn't even done answering the question. You didn't even know what she was going to ask. Mm-mm. I don't even think she was going to ask about him. She was going to ask about Damon. And then he's like, it was me. And I was like, dude, you're the worst person to, like, commit a crime with, dog. You're singing like a canary, bro.
She did it so fast, dude. It was like fucking shit. It was crazy.
Fucking, I was like, dude, this guy fucking sucks. And then that's when next scene, like everyone fucking shows up for the wedding, the 7 days of feasting. I was like, goddamn.
Yep.
And a Damon shows up out of nowhere, and I was like, goddamn, dude, this fucker's exiled and just shows up whenever. Last time King saw him, he was beating his ass.
Yeah,
Damon's drunk.
But even that, dude, Damon just doesn't give a fuck, man.
Dude, nothing. No one tells him nothing.
He really walked in like it was his house. It's like, sorry for being late, but I'm here.
They didn't announce him, though. Like, and they announced everyone else. I was like, that's funny. He wasn't even mad about it. He's like, whatever. He just walked. And they gave him a new seat at the table and everything.
Then the cousin of his wife called him out on it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because the Vale is an important kingdom.
And then he's like, well, she was standing to inherit that. So we had no heirs, so... I'm getting
it's mine.
That. And I was like, oh shit. And that fool was like, fuck. And before you know it, we had a Donnybrook, bro. There was a brawl everywhere.
Well, I mean, what led up to that, though?
Oh, because that fuck. Sir Laner's side piece went up to Rhaenyra's side piece and said, we got to protect them. I know.
He overplayed his fucking hand.
He did. I was like, dude, you're talking too much, man.
He overplayed his
hand. That's one thing you don't do in these shows. You don't talk too much.
This motherfucker thought he was smarter than he looked, and he's not, dude. He looked like a pendejo from the beginning, and he got caught up.
And he was dumber than he looked.
Because he straight up went up to the dude and was like, hey, I know your secret. And that was, I think that's the, you know, the...
No one can know anyone's
that was
fucking
the
secret.
Initial fucking domino, bro. I feel like Christian felt like he was threatening him, and more importantly, threatening... Rhaenyra.
I will tell you, there's a time and place, though.
Yeah, and that was not the time and place.
That was not the fucking time or the place.
He went at it, dude. He went
in front of everyone imaginable.
Broke his skull like in 18 different places.
I know, and then it just, I was like, all right, wait, dog.
But I think you missed an important scene, dude. I think you missed the, so her name is Alicent, by the way. Ooh. That's the queen, Queen Alicent. That's her name. The easiest name to pronounce in the fucking show, and you forgot to write it down. Alicent Hightower.
Her name's Hightower. I don't know that
part. All those, so she walks into the dinner wearing green.
Yeah. That's right. And that one fool, dude, who's that other fool? The Kane. He's like, do you know what the?
Oh, the hunchback dude. So you know how we have a new hand?
Yeah,
that's his son. So the cripple.
Oh, okay, I like that guy. I like the new hand.
Yeah, I like him too. I think he's very honest. But
he has no like, what's it called? They have like other motives.
I don't know. I feel like he does, but he's very open about him, and he's definitely not influenced like Otto was with his family being involved.
Okay.
But what he said was very important. Like she is openly saying that I'm associating myself with my family. She by wearing green
in the middle of the fucker speech.
Hell yeah! Oh, dude, right in the middle, man.
And he had to ask, "Where the fuck was I?"
No respect,
dude. And it was like a 15-second, like 20-second walk for her to get there, and like.
Yeah, dog. No, she did the Undertaker walk.
There was a back door you could have came in.
She did the Undertaker walk, bro. But in doing so, she is aligning herself with her father, with their people, right? The Hightowers, they own like a big portion of the land. She's pretty much letting Rhaenyra know that, hey, I'm against you without saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does at the end with Christian, how she prevents him from committing suicide.
Yeah, the what was it? The samurai way?
Yeah, straight up. Panza a todo. I thought that was pretty cool because I feel like at that point he's like, fuck this.
Yeah, no, he someone's going to kill that fool because he just killed that fool.
I doubt it. The way in this show you can play it out as, like she, you know, he was coming after the queen or some bullshit. It's
fucking ridiculous. That was crazy. But nah, that Sir Laenor, he ain't going to fucking fall for that shit. He's like, no fucking chance.
Oh, no, he Christian made an enemy out of him.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's grave,
dude. And you know, she could find another bodyguard like that.
Yeah, I think so.
She don't give a fuck about that dude.
She doesn't. But I think what was supposed to be like a glorious wedding, and weddings fucking suck in this show, man. You cannot get married in this show and expect it to be a fucking
red feast. Wedding?
Red, all the weddings, every single wedding. This is like the crazy wedding, and there's no, there's never like
five people there.
Yeah, there's never a good wedding in this show. But to kind of recap, like this show is very important in establishing the separation within the own house, you know?
Dude, what's the stop Rhaenyra from killing the queen?
She's not a total piece of shit yet.
We'll stop anyone from killing her. No one gives a fuck about her.
Who? Allison?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like after this, she's going to start making moves. Because this next episode is like...
I feel like just level up because she's not very
pushing,
smart.
Whoa, this next episode, we're pushing like 5-10 years.
Thank God.
So within that gap of time, what happens, you know?
Dragons get bigger.
Hopefully, little kids gets bigger too.
You think they have a kid by then? Laenor and Rhaenyra.
I don't know if they do, but Aegon is going to be a lot older.
Oh, that's right. I think and I saw a little clip of him.
And that's going to play a role into what happens. But I mean, they do a shotgun wedding at the end, call it a day, and All right, you guys are married.
And then that fool falls over, and I was like, pendejo,
straight up, dude.
So that was crazy. See what happens next episode. And boom, on to She-Hulk. We should do a thing where we rank how bad the show is. Can it be saved?
She-Hulk has been my utmost disappointment.
It is for me. It is getting lower. It is distancing itself from the Falcon Winter Soldier show as like the worst. Like it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Like it's
many people have told me that it's not just us.
And like I. Like so many things about it, I do like. It's not like we're just
gonna. It's like a regular totally show. Why is it even a She-Hulk show?
Yeah, it's not like I don't want to totally bash it, but it's just like the shortness of these shows are just not. There's no point to them.
Like nothing fucking happens.
Like, dude, quit fucking prolonging the fucking outfit like reveal. Like, just show us.
Dude, I was like, this whole outfit. All we're gonna see is that dress. It's like a regular dress from Tall Section.
But we're not even like, dude. Up until now, what has been established? Nothing. She didn't want to be called She-Hulk. She's cool about it now.
Now she's Jen.
It's like
this episode. She was Jen.
They could have done all this in 2-3 episodes and not 6. Like we're well over.
What do we got? Halfway. 3 episodes left.
Yeah, halfway through the episode, we haven't seen the Daredevil, which is fucking stupid. We haven't even seen her outfit, which it looks like it's gonna be like the second to last episode before we get it.
You think so?
I think so, and I hope it's the classic, like the where it's like the what is it
like a jumpsuit.
No, she has like a onesie, no?
Oh, yeah.
It was like onesie. A bathing suit, bathing suit looking thing. But it's like, bro, show us something.
Dude, this episode was literally an episode of Dollface. Have you seen Dollface? It's on Hulu. It's with Kat Dennings and Brenda Song.
I haven't seen it.
Let me tell you, that show, Dollface, way funnier than this show. If you want to watch stuff like that, go watch Dollface on Hulu. It's way funnier. And they got like 2-3 seasons.
I think Lily watches Dollface.
It's way funnier. But it literally, like, this was it to a T. The bridesmaid thing, can you fucking clean up?
Yes.
The walk down the aisle with the dog.
Oh.
The dog just fucking died, but we'll bring him back.
Dude, and but the one thing that I thought was super cool about this episode was Mr. Immortal, man.
Oh, yeah, that fucker was funny.
Dude, and that's what we were talking about last episode, how I want to see more, like, in the introduction of more people with powers. Like, the Asgardian elf chick was cool. I like that. Wongers was over, it was too much of him. We didn't need the whole Johnny, what is it?
Donnie Blaze.
That wasn't cool.
I thought that was going to be more, but like that nothing fucking happened after she went to the dimension, came back, and so, we're just going to leave that dimension alone, I guess.
Sorry, yeah, but. So it's like, but Mr. Immortal being introduced, awesome. All for it. And then the way they introduced it, him dying and having multiple baby mamas, funny as fuck.
It was funny. I was like, hey, this guy's got more baby mamas than Nick Cannon, bro.
Hell yeah, no. Nick Cannon still has more.
He's going to have his own school pretty soon.
He's going to have his own everything, dude. His own team.
He's going to fill out a full football roster.
Yep.
Honestly, it's impressive.
I mean,
also, is like, it impressive? Full stock. You're literally killing the economy single-handedly.
No, he's killing his bank account. That's so much child support. Like, that's crazy. But when you're rich, right?
Yeah. Then, dude, that wedding had an open bar.
I know. That was fucking crazy.
I was like, all this rich shit and not an open bar?
Well, that's why they couldn't afford it.
Honestly, I don't even know why she went to like that wedding. It was an awful wedding.
It was really weird. Like, it's her high school friend. How?
Dude, she doesn't even like her.
Yeah, that it was like, dude.
That's literally doll face, bro.
They're making you do all this bitch work, and then on top of that, you got stuck with the like dumbass looking dog. I like dogs, but that dog was like
straight up. That dog was ugly as shit. That was a rat.
That you have to love dogs to like that dog.
That wasn't even a dog, bro. That was a rat. It was half dead.
I was like, and then dude, the love interest in the show.
What's his name, Jonathan or something?
I think he's not. Like, I think he's gonna be a bad guy.
You would hope so, but boy, this show's gone so far.
No, it's gonna be a bad guy because they're trying to build Jen as being just a plain woman, which I don't think she is. I don't think she's like. I don't know, like just a plain woman. I think she is beautiful in her own way, but they're trying to portray her as just a basic bitch. And this guy came on way too strong, too fast.
He did. That was pretty quick.
It was way too strong. And then with the whole the way that they're leading up with this organization that's trying to kill her, I feel like that's the that's their way in.
I thought it was crazy when at least she called Bruce, bro. Fucker didn't answer, but she called. I don't know how he ain't gonna have service for like years, but yeah, she called. We got a little a skirmish, bro. We got a little
that wasn't a slap skirmish, fight, bro. That was stupid as fuck,
dude. That was like going to the bathroom in like middle school and like slap fight.
Like I don't know,
or what, going bodies with each other.
Kind of was not like, even bodies, dude. Because when you go body with somebody, you just fucking go. You start railing at somebody for like 30 seconds, but there's multiple hits. This was like I don't even know what the fuck happened.
Like 4 hits. And she slipped on an ice cube. Ice cube won. She
literally slipped on an ice cube and fucking broke her teeth, like, or her veneers. I'm like,
there could have been so much.
So this could have been. This could have been the fight, dude.
There could have been.
This should have been the fight. And then, are you kidding me? Tatiana is nowhere near as strong as her, but she's like
Titania.
Is it Titania?
Yeah, Titania, and then. Tatiana Massily play She-Hulk. That has been fucking me up for weeks.
They fucked us up.
Dude, that was fucking me up for weeks, bro.
I was like, that fight was not the vibes, bro. I wanted more. I wanted her to pick her up by one foot and fucking slam her like.
I know. She slipped on the thing. I was like, ain't no way this just fucking happened right now. I'm getting fucking trolled.
Yeah.
I was like, Ashton, am I unpunked?
I was like, why? Give us a fight, dude. They had an entire fucking field behind them.
Yeah. They did.
They could have thrown each other around or something. Like,
all she did was break the concrete, bro. So I've done that before. Fuck.
And that was pretty cool. What she did, she went, stomped, and that's it. But I was like, ah. They really got to just rip the bandaid off and go for it, man. I'm
like, okay, we didn't fight Abomination. We didn't fight Titania. We barely fought those four guys.
Yup.
My heart hurts, man.
You know what, dude? In the 29 years of my life, I've become very very thick-skinned, where nothing can really hurt me no more. Especially after the military, man, you kind of have to just let everything go. But this fucking show is hurting me. It's like,
well, you thought the Hulk was a bitch before. Let me tell you, you haven't seen nothing.
Like, can we get some fucking respect on the Hulk's name? Like, dude, She-Hulk was supposed to be the introduce a new age of Hulk. Like, and
they went farther to the wrong direction.
Then the concept is so good. I don't even understand why they're fucking this
up. I can't believe why they even. Dude, Daredevil was in all the posters and shit too prior to this thing. I know. Like, you're fucking with us, man.
He's going to show up at the very end. Watch. He's gonna
clip we saw in the trailer, that's all we're going to get of him.
He's going to be that last clip on the last episode for the next season. And if that's the case, you better fucking buy me a new TV, bro. I'm going to throw something on my TV and be like, no mames, way. Like, fuck, dude. And they got to put this show back on Wednesdays because it's fucking up with my Thursday Night Football, dude.
It's fucking me up, man.
At this point, like, last night, Browns versus Steelers or She-Hulk, I'm like, fuck.
You know, only one of those things, someone's going to get hit. Let me tell you. Guess which one.
Yep. It's not She-Hulk.
But at the end, we saw in, like, the last, 20 seconds was the most interesting part of the
show. Yeah. They went on to, like, a black site.
Yeah, it was a lab.
What is it, Independencia or some shit? No, the actual site.
Oh, that website thing?
Yeah. So that website led them to... Well,
bunch of, like, Proud Boys?
Yeah, pretty much what it was. Anti-She-Hulk fans, you know, real woman haters.
Yeah, we gotta kill her. How do we kill her? Like, you can't fucking kill her, one.
Yeah. But they're like, working on some shit, because the last thing that we see is they're in the lab.
Yeah.
With the code name, what, Hulk King?
Yeah, the message from the Hulk King or some shit. I was like, who the fuck's this guy?
It's not me, for sure. Like, it's not... people have been confusing the Hulk King with me. And
Hulk Pawn?
I just want to say right now that I'm not it. I'm a Hulk Emperor.
You're a Hulk Pawn, bro.
Nah, dude. They're my pawns.
Nah.
She-Hulk is my pawn, bro.
Look at your pawn. Not doing shit.
Well, she's a pawn. She doesn't supposed to do shit. She's supposed to just, you know... But going back to that, the Hulk King, who the fuck is that? Is that, like, the name of the project? Are we getting a new character? I'm thinking Murdoch, dude. Or
MODOK?
MODOK, yeah. Just because, I mean, the scientist? If not, it's going to be... Cause I think they're going to use Abomination for Thunderbolts. So I don't think they're going to make him evil.
Well, at this point, Abomination doesn't do shit. He's all about peace and happiness and tranquility and poems.
You get him mad enough, he'll fuck shit up. But who's going to be this...
The other one is the leader. Remember him from, like, the Hulk movie that was badass? And he was, like, Mr. Blue or some shit?
Mm.
And, like, Bruce's blood got in his brain. His brain is getting bigger. And that's one of the classic Hulk villains. So, like, maybe they talked about him coming in the future. They talk about him coming in, like, the Captain America New World Order movie.
Mm. Well, somebody's got to show up because we need more, man. I really...
Dude, the last few episodes you've been saying, no, I just want to be about She-Hulk. I just want to be about She-Hulk. Now you're like, fucking anybody, help me.
Well, yeah, dude, this is, like, bad. Like, it's bad, and it's not supposed to be bad.
Hey, where does it rank for you in the Marvel shows?
Below Morbius. Like, I don't know what you want me to say.
I was like, are we in Green Lantern territory?
No, Green Lantern was... I'm not going to say that Green Lantern was better than this, because it wasn't. I don't think Morbius was either, but She-Hulk is really... Like, the potential there is frustrating, because if it was a bad show... Fuck it, it's a bad show. I can live with it. Like, it's just a shitty show. But this is a good show with potential, but, like, they cut it off so fucking early. Like, I feel like the 20 minutes of show that they have, if you push it to 40 or push it to 35, like any other fucking Disney show that they have, it's a good show. But there's not enough depth into the storyline.
Not enough meat in this shit.
It's the same reoccurring themes, and it's like, it's
I'll be honest, boring. 3/4 of the time, her CGI looks fucking awful.
Yeah.
Dude, the Incredible Hulk movie from 2008, he looks so much better than this.
And I'm not even hating on the CGI, dude. I can't get past the storyline. I think the CGI is great. I just don't like this fucking way that they're using her. Like, there's not enough courtroom banter, not enough, like, the first, Mr. Immortal, I think, saved the show. Saved this this episode.
Yeah.
I think he did. He was funny, and they're doing what she's supposed to do. Introduce new people, new characters into the universe. Because right now we have just, like, the basic, like, you know, cachet of characters. There's more to explore, to dive into, that can be brought up within these shows. But
this
anyways,
is embarrassing.
That's my two piece on She-Hulk. The episodes we didn't cover this week, just because we met up on an earlier Friday morning, Ring of Power.
Yeah,
and Andor, that dropped Wednesday.
Oh, shit, I watched the first episode.
Of Andor?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was pretty good, man. Was it? It was pretty good.
Okay. They dropped three, no?
Yeah, they dropped fucking three of them. I was like, what the fuck, three? Damn. They could have done this with She-Hulk.
Nah, they couldn't. It would have been over already. Oh, they should have been. They should have dropped three. It would have been over already. So we'll cover those next episode. Just like you know, we wanted to build.
Endor's pretty good.
Yeah, the way that the, and then the way that Ring of Power is going, I feel like we should cover it every two episodes.
Hey, I'm halfway through that for that episode. You could tell it's starting to get there. Starting to get. They haven't fucking left the war yet, but it's starting to get there.
It's building up, dude. It's a slow build, but it's,
it is, like, you fucking tell me about it. I feel like, you know, you don't even have to watch episode six, man. They have recaps before the whole thing. They have a recap. It's fine. Not much happens.
We watched the last episode, and you recap the entire season. You and your recaps, bro.
Dude, it's painful to watch first four episodes.
Yeah, we should have just recapped She-Hulk. Anyways, thank you for joining us. I hope you guys are enjoying your Monday, Tuesday drives or... You know, offices.
Fuck it, Wednesday, Thursday too. You know, every day.
Damn, week. You think they replay this episode?
I don't know, replay. We got listeners everywhere, bro.
No, I feel like they would only replay to hear crew bark. Like if you're out drinking with your friends.
He took a nap though. He just woke up. So good luck.
Motherfucker wasn't napping. He was being desmadroso over there.
All right, appreciate y'all for listening. Till next episode.
Peace.